Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right then, Mayahi, let me bring this to you. We are touching base on the issue of a carnal mind, what it is even all about. Check this out. In Psalm 64, verses 6, they devise iniquities. We have perfected the shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of men are deep. When people devise iniquities from their hearts, we know that carnality has set in. And the Father says, woo, such hearts, the inward thought and the heart of men are deep when they start doing that. And then Psalm 94:11, the Elohim knows the thoughts of men, that they are futile, the futility of the thoughts of men. That is carnality. What comes to mind, Mahi?
Ahi, Tuda. The topic of carnality is really something that is very, very serious. In a sense, there could be things that we get ignorant of, you know, unaware as people, Hore. They are things that are even carnal to us, even as believers, because it is when our hearts starts to not to be obedient, when our hearts starts to be enticed by the things that the scripture may have even warned us about them, but we return, we get to be so ignorant and we are focused on this, what we want, you know, on pleasure that can maybe last even for 5 minutes or for a day, and we want to compare it with regards to the everlasting life. So it is that kind of ignorance regarding now. We are giving away because there's that enticement that comes that wants to drive us. Make us believe, no, but Lord, even this everlasting life may not even exist. You know, there's this kind of thoughts. What if this? What if that?
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. So it tries and convinces and manipulates and it reasons. You know, it's a mindset that starts to reason with us. And by allowing it to creep in, it's gone. We're gone. Because now it starts to take over. Now it starts to dictate on its carnality. The flesh starts to want to now be the one that directs and instructs me. And it means I'm no longer in the spirit, but I am in the flesh. So it is ill-disciplined, you know, because now I'm standing up against the word that Abba spoken. I'm standing up against the statutes and the commandments that have been put before me. Hence, I'm being rebellious to what Abba has put me, has said. So the plans have been made for us, and we have been given a choice to say we need to be able to make a choice, and this choice would be one choice would be the one that leads to everlasting abhorrence, and the other one would be the one that leads to everlasting life. And we are given, and it's distinguished, it's clearly separated to say, we cannot be doing this and expect, or should I say maybe Matthew chapter number 6, which says, we cannot be able to serve two masters at a time. So when we say we are believers and when we start to serve two masters at the time, it tells us that carnality has already crept in. It has taken over. So we now need to go back to the drawing board and now to try and to remove that, to repent, to be cleansed, to be purified, so that we can no longer be against the word. We can no longer be against the commandments, but be for the word. And it means now that we are returning back to basics, and that is now to be submissive, less of us and more of Abba in us. Because when it means I would have become proud. I'm like a yeast, you know. So yeast eta eta boroto gore bokukumale. So I think gore kenna, you know. So those are the things that I wanted to comment on. Also, my Ahi, I'm looking at the scriptures, James chapter 4, number 4, which says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity against Abba Yahuwah? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of Elohim." So, James is trying to show us a contrast, the values of the world that are associated with a carnal mind and posing as opposed to the values of Abba Yahuwah, which means then the friendship that we start to have with the world embraces the values of carnality. Mm. You know, as believers, we have to make a wise choice and choose to disconnect ourselves, to choose to divorce ourselves from the things of the world. Because all these things, they come as enticement. We get to be born in a society or in families where there may be rituals that are being performed. There may be consultations, incantations, and so on and so forth. And but now, when we start to grow into knowing the word, when we start to develop into understanding the word, the word, knowledge has been brought to us, then we have to start to separate. And we should not be ashamed of that, because what we are choosing is life as opposed to death. Which means when you started to mention, Kure, there's a problem when uratiwa, you know. Mm. So we're more concerned about being loved because we want to satisfy people, even if it is to cost me my throne. But now, I'm unaware, cause maybe ignorance that says that my ignorance is that now all this may end up costing me. So that is what James is trying to raise. Colossians chapter 3, number 2 says, "Set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on earth." It also ties with the scripture that says, "Lay your treasures in the Shamayim, in the heavens," right? So where in the heavens, we know no rust, no moth will be able to eat it. But if I lay my treasures, if I am one who loves the things of the world, then it means then that I miss that which is of the spirit. I miss to enter, or I get to disqualify myself entering the everlasting reign. But I am following that which may lead me to perdition. So it is quite important for us to be able to understand that with this carnality, we have to be very careful, but seek what is contrast to it, that which is life, that which is peace, and we should be tuned to the word of Abba Yahuwah, because it is the word that can be able to help us and the word that can be able to deliver us from this carnality. Tuda.
And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We're talking about the carnal mind, what it is even all about, and looking into the word and the references that are given by the word about carnality. We check into this as to what it is all about. Now, let me look into Psalms chapter 38, verses 12. It says, "Those who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my head speak of destruction, and they plan deception all day long." Minds that are based on plans of deception. And then Proverbs 6, verses 8, "A heart that devises wicked plans feet that are swift to running to evil. And in Ecclesiastes 7:29, truly this only I have found, that Yahuwah made men upright, but they have sought out many schemes. Anything, any scheme outside of the uprightness of the Father is referred to as carnality, the carnality of mindset. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother. I think we've been drilling on this one, and it's getting more and more clearer that carnality is about some mindset that people possess at some point in time, which leads them into doing things that are ungodly. You just quoted Psalm 38:12. Those also who seek my life lay snare for me. Mm. Those who seek my head speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. These are the sins of the mind. These are the plans. And all of these are what men can think and what men can do when they have thought what they are thinking. Mm. And here it says, they seek my life and lay snare of me. So in other words, these devices are coming because there is nothing that speaks life in them. Because life can only be spoken of by the Spirit of God. So if the Spirit of God is void in the life of a person, we cannot expect that person to live according to the Word of God. And hence, he becomes vulnerable to each and every seed of the enemy. That person can do anything. That person cannot be trusted for anything. And then at the end of the day, we find the scripture where people are planning deception all day long, planning to destroy other people, planning to hurt people, even inside the church. And we find these people devising these kind of actions. And you find that even people who are in the house of God, they begin to trust and put their hope more in the flesh. And when they put more of their hope in the flesh, they have closed up what God can do for them. So this is another angle that we can see carnality. When people are no longer dependent on God in what they are about to receive or what they want to receive, and they trust in their own flesh. Mm. When people trust other people over trusting God, that is called carnality. And Jeremiah 17 verse 5 speaks of this, says, curses the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. So when I make my flesh my strength, I have moved away from the will of God. I have moved away from the Word of God, because the Word of God is the Spirit, and those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. But if I'm going to trust men, it means every word they'll speak, every guidance they'll give me, I'll take. And as I receive the flesh, the words, the guidance from men, I am strengthening my flesh. When I strengthen my flesh, what will the flesh do? It will desire of the flesh. Then we are opening the door for the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And people will start acting ungodly. They will start doing things that are fitting to the standards of the world. And when they do that, they depart from the Lord. Because where did it start? It started from the mindset, which is what you quoted earlier on. It started from how they think, what they've chosen to receive, and what information they want to influence them. So these are the people who are selectively hearing. They are determining what word they want to hear. They are determining which preaching is good for them. This one, they don't want this one. They want, they can take this, they cannot take that. I can trust this pastor, I don't trust this one. I trust this person, I trust what this one says. But most of the things that they are looking into, you find that it is not based in the word, but it is based on satisfying the flesh, because they want their flesh to be strengthened. And as they continually strengthening the flesh, they are moving away from the Lord. Galatians 5 verse 4, it says, you have become estranged from Christ. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. So So the carnal mind removes us from the Lord. The carnal mind takes us away from our King, because we want to be justified by the law. We want to be justified by what is visible, by what is tangible. And when we want to be justified by the law, we are taken away from Christ. That carnal mind wants to satisfy the desires of the flesh, want to satisfy the friend, want to satisfy your family at the expense of Christ. And when we satisfy all of these things, we are estranged from Him. We become visitors. We become unknown. We become people who have not had a relationship with Him, because we have now taken our lives and put our lives to the hands of someone else who is controlling the flesh. And that flesh wants to be strengthened all the time, wants to be spoken of in a very good way, wants to be commended, wants to be appreciated, wants to be satisfied. And when God spoke these things during the time of Noah and said, I can no longer bear with men because the thoughts of their heart was evil and continues to be evil all the time. So the carnality of mind is something that we must continually fight. It will always erupt in the life of a person. If we cannot put control, or if we cannot put it under control by the word of God, anybody can be subject to that. You spoke earlier on, brother, and you said 1 minute you can be spiritual, and the next minute you are in the flesh. And that is what happens. But the question is, what do you do when you find yourself moving from the spiritual life or from the spirit going to the flesh? Are you able to speak to the flesh? Are you able to dictate, I am in control, I live by the word of God, you are going to be hearing what I say because I live by the word of God? Because carnal mind will always come and creep in. But people need to be aware of these issues, need to be aware what they do when these things come across, when you start feeling, when you start hearing, when you start acting like a person who is in the flesh, are you able to counsel yourself by the word? But the problem here is it, do you have enough word to be able to speak this word over the flesh that will want to be carnal over your life? I think that's where the loophole is. If we don't have enough word to produce during the time of temptation when the flesh desires of its own, do you have enough word to speak over your flesh? If you don't have enough word, that means the carnal mind, carnality will take over you. At the end of the day, you live a life in the flesh, whereas you have a choice of living by the word, by continually feeding your spirit with the word, so that during the time of temptation, the word will be spoken in the same manner that Yahushua spoke the word when the enemy came to him. So this is what we need to do as the children of the Most High. Thank you.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. What's a carnal mind even all about?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We do all the good we can, by all the means we can, for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. And of course, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Babongani.
Ngibonga ukuthola ke ithuba, ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nakuprofessor Mbethi, ngibingelele nakumfundisi uBarukia, ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi carnal mind. Carnal is flesh meat. Ugunaga kwenyama, carnal mind belonging to the flesh in distinction from the spirit. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. And even as they did not like to return to God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Unkulunkulu wabanikela engqondweni yokunganaki ukwenza okungafanele. Canal minded is to set our mind on things on the flesh. Our main focus must not be in the stuff. We are to leave everything to God and believe in His promises. If we trust God to provide for us, then our lives will be lived in a peaceful and content way. If we do not trust that God will provide for us, then we will be doing it on our own and our lives will be miserable. Carnal mind is an anxious mind, worrying about what you should eat or what you should wear. We should not value carnal things, but to value internal things as important. Romans chapter 8 verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Selfish ambition, esteem oneself, someone who walks on his own rule, taking delight in false humility and worshipping idols. Spirit of fear is of a fleshly mind. God has given us a spirit of sound mind. Daniel chapter 5 verse 20. But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Romans chapter 8 verse 7. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The carnal mind is self-willed, self-focused, and self-seeking. The carnal mind is devoid of the ability to surrender wholeheartedly to God. Selfish desires become more important than what God desires. Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. The symptoms of a carnal mind are unholy actions, love of human praise, to be concerned more of yourself than anything else, to think you are more than what you really are, to be obsessed with getting more and never satisfied with what you have, dishonest and deceitful, jealousy, love of others growing cold, unwilling to forgive, lustful stirrings, seeking pleasure with no boundaries, worshipping people and ideas more than worshipping God. To avoid carnal mind, ask God to search you. Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, know my anxieties, and see if there is anything wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The last verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongani. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly so.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Now, in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to himself, but his heart is not with you. The thing is, our mindset also determines our nature. If we have a mindset of carnality, then it would affect our nature. We will have a nature of carnality, right? Proverbs 24 verses 9 says, the devising of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to man. The carnal mind also speaks about the devising of foolishness, the scoffing, which is an abomination to the Most High. In Isaiah 66 verses 18, it says, for I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I know their works and their thoughts. And the Father is aware of these carnalities, these carnal minds. He's aware of such. Mayahe.
Shalom,
Mayahe.
Sorry. All
right. I must drop and that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
It is one distract actually.
Mm.
Ahi, thank you, Judah, for that. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Mm. Right. I'm not distracted.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Cause kebata ko itima marano ate ko ni.
Yeah.
And now I'll be done. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to lay on my appeal. Let me go on this way. When we speak of carnality, we also have to be aware of it. It doesn't. We shouldn't be looking too far, as if it's those people out there. But it means it can be something that I can have as a believer, because it is a mind whereby hunger lasts, you know. Then that's when carnality enters, because it is standing and waiting. So Hashatan always is around seeking for somebody to devour. So I wanna maybe look at the scripture in the book of Luke chapter number 1, where we know of the man called Zachariah, who is the father of Yaucan and John, whom for years they've been praying, anticipating to have a child. So eventually, when the answer comes, number 11 or thereof, Yareth, the Malach of Abayahua appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zachariah saw him, he was startled and he was gripped with fear. And the Malach said to him, do not be afraid, Zachariah, your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you are to call him John. And he will be a joy and delight to you, right? So I'm going to jump. Now, as the scripture goes forward, it says, number 18, after all this news, right? He says, how can I be sure of this? I am an old man. So he's a man who is a believer, who is a priest, a high priest for that matter. But in this instance, there's that carnality that creeps in, that brings in a little bit of doubt. So we can say as well, it is some kind of a dirty mind that knocks in, that waits for an opportunity, and that knocks in and wants you to rebuke or to reject the words that have been spoken. Because here he's been praying, the answer has come, has arrived, instead of him being excited with the answer to say, oh, finally, Karabo Yaka is clean. But now he says, ah, Marie, what if Asen Mubi? So it now shows, Hore, it's something that could happen to even a believer, Hore. A carnal mind must creep in. So it is a warning to us as well to learn, Hore. We always have to be guarding or closing the gates to ensure that the enemy is unable to enter. The same thing we would say, look at when after HaMashiach was doing the fast, the carnality came and wanted to knock, but it is now how he blocked it, not allowing it to happen. Because had he been obedient to that which carnality wanted to bring unto him, to say, hey, you are hungry, change the stones into bread and bow to me and all that, for Abaya will send the Malachims to come and lift you up so that you don't dash your foot into stone, Psalm 91. He could have fallen for it, but he knew it's carnality that is creeping in, because he's always on guard. So this is what it teaches us, if we can forever be always on guard, then we would be able to prevail over the carnal mind that may try to knock into our lives in everything that we do, because then we always carrying the word into our hearts and we are guarding. By guarding the word, it means we are keeping it, we are doing it, we are putting it into practice. So when practice makes perfect, as we do it every day, we stand to be perfected in the word. Then it becomes easy. It's no longer a very hard effort. So the scripture that you quoted, Proverbs 23:7, as for if a man thinketh, so is his heart. It is true. So it is also about guarding the mind of the thoughts that are coming. They need to be blocked, because Satan will come and want to drive. So for a monna atsoge mo bosigo are e khoma ruru gompieno nga se robele ke le nosi a itse gore ga nyala a ile ba ka bona ile rwana gona gore gona le a thought that has came into his mind and ebe mmona gore wa gapela, you know. So now that is what wakes him up, and we start to believe, for the fact that I would have woken up, started the car and drove. It means I would have believed that carnal spirit that would have told me to go and do the act. So that is why we need to guard. Even as believers, there's so many things and traps that are where we can fall in unaware, thinking that for it, it's somebody out there who's struggling. But we need to first start, look into us, introspect ourselves, and be able to shut and cleanse everything that is around us that is of wickedness, or that may bring dark spots, so that we can remain spotless. Amen.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. What is a carnal mind?
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Sawubona bhuti wami. Sawubona.
Yebo mfundisi.
Kunjani kodwa?
Siyaphila njani?
Siyaphila.
Yeah, I think in the Eden for Limpelo. Yeah, I mean, for no head, you are going to move in the
world.
I'm going to watch 15.
Yeah.
Yes, you are 18. It is my easy in the world. Yes, it is in the world. I mean, I'm a family. A family way. We should not wonder until our own cousin could. That's on its own. Carnal mind, in foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all going on from who cares. Who are there? Five. Yes. 11. You can never see when you have any sugar, anything there. The Kuzuma won't go in Ghani. Come by a man and then Miami. I need to go and go on with the enemy, go there for the ukuba kanjalo babathi sikele abaprofethi abananzikeleyo ngayokusawuthi omkhawu kebo umasawuthi udumele usawuthi wabo bovusa ngani na yasasiziko ukuthi kuphela ukulasa ngaphansi anyathele ngabantu ya usifundise naleyo kese ukuthi nangabe ukhulona nabantu abathanda uNkulunkulu isifana naye.
Ya
kusi okunye nje engifuna ukuthi ngikufundise namuhla yencwadi orasi-5 la nasiya lapha 19
ya
imifezane ngamahubo nangezihlabelelo nangamathuba okomuda ngihlabelele ukwele inkosi enhliziyweni zenu hayi nangishosho ngengizelwe umama uSibusiso bona
ya
ya usukhwanisa le ncwadi le inkosi yokufunda ufanisa bona ya masiya lapho futhi ekugcineni sengivala masiya lapho kwabase-Efesu 5:31 ithobelane ngokumsaba uKristu mfundisi nangabe siyamsaba uKristu sawuthobelana kodwa nangabe siyavumelana usithasimthobeli
ya true
ya ngiyabonga mfundisi
kubonga mina ngendlela eyisimanga ngiyabonga kakhulu. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right. Let's see. Wayne says, greetings. Exodus 32 verses 1. When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods that shall go before us. It's happening today while we are also awaiting for the return of our master HaMashiach. Some have made themselves gods. Yeah, that's where carnality comes in. Eh? That's where carnality creeps in. And it's a big problem, one should say, a massive one.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Search me, O Lord, as written, Lies Jesaja 61, Dachles. Dachlex, Art of 8. Okay. I think it's Isaiah 61. All right. We are taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, we want to know as to what do you make of the very notion. What do you make of the very notion of a carnal mind? What is a carnal mind even all about? We want to know. Talk to us directly there. We want to know with regards to that. All right. And again, the other aspect is that one of what carnality contains, and how do we see it even amongst ourselves these days? How do we see it even amongst ourselves these days? 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout, and you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Professor, let me bring this to you. And I'm looking at Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 12. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Yasharal do in the dark? Every man in the room of his idols, for they say, 'The Elohim does not see us. The Elohim has forsaken the land.'" The secret things that they were doing, which they said it's because they feel the Elohim had abandoned them. A depraved mind brings that kind of thought, that he might not return. He has abandoned us. He doesn't like us. He doesn't love us. What's your take?
Thank you, my brother. Yo, that's a very sad picture, because to me it brings an element of lack of faith, lack of trust in God and in what he has said.
Yeah.
So when you just read that, say, "Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the room of his idols, for they say, 'The Lord does not see us.'" "The Lord has forsaken the land." So it means they have not kept the word of God. They do not trust that God can do it. It means they have even stopped talking to God. These are the people who are no longer prayerful, and they are dependent on their own idols. They are dependent in their own things, and hence they end up going into the dark and say, "The Lord does not see us. If he saw us, he was going to answer our prayers, or he was going to do something about our situation." So that's a picture of lack of faith. That's a picture where people have grown cold in the things of God, and they are trying to bring a justification for what they are doing. So I believe that when we get to that state of justifying our actions, and we are closing up to what the word of God will try to do to correct us, and we give reasons why we continue to do what we do, and that is carnality. That is a heart that does not want to hear what God will do to correct you. And you are putting reasons, you are putting the blockade, you are putting the shields. "I don't want to hear anything. This God has not responded. The God has not answered. And I'm justified for worshiping idols." That is carnality. And the heart of men is all susceptible, always susceptible to that, because they will continue to do their own thing. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, "Their heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" So when the heart is so deceitful in this manner, they don't hear the word. They don't want to receive the word because they have made their own decisions. You read the scripture here where it says they are saying that God has forsaken the land. So in other words, they've decided and they have believed what their hearts are telling them. This is the same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. I want to read 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. It says, "But I fear lest someone, as a serpent, deceive Eve by the craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." So a carnal mind is a mind that is corrupted, is a mind that has been deceived. And this mind has believed that whatever has come to this mind now is the right thing. If that is the belief of this mind, nothing else can change it up until this mind also re-decides to do something else, because it has been corrupted by a certain deception, and the heart is believing that the only true thing is what I have. The only true thing is that this God does not answer. I'll continue worshiping my idols, so I don't want to hear anything. It's a corrupted mind, which is what we are talking about today when God wants us to discuss about the carnal mind. It's a mind that is deceived, it's a mind that is corrupt, it's a mind that is dead in sin.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I'm talking to Professor Buyisondezi and also Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town and Professor Buyisondezi is in Johannesburg. We are touching base on this, the very issue of a carnal mind. Remember, at 8 o'clock, we are doing men's dialogue. We are going to be talking about abuses that are perpetuated by men in marriages. So it starts at 8, right through up to 9 o'clock.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Godfrey, my friend.
Good evening, Aburi, and the listeners and your guests.
My brother.
Carnal mind is the mind that operates in flesh. It is controlled by the flesh, the lusts of it, and its desires. It is devoid of the Spirit of the Most High, which is found in his words, and it is devoid of Christ, of Yeshua Mashiach.
Mm.
It believes everything of this world. It follows everything of this world. It is controlled by the goings and ups and downs of this world. It believes in politics, psychology, science, engineering. It doesn't believe in miracles. It doesn't believe in eschatology, in the end time prophecies. It doesn't even notice the time set by the Most High.
Mm.
It doesn't even know that the world was created by the Most High. It's not just a ball floating in the atmosphere. There are foundations which the Most High has done.
Mm.
The carnal mind believes in evolution. It believes that it was an accident for us to be here. It believes in ancestors. It believes in magic. It doesn't believe that everything was designed and set by the Most High. And the Spirit of the Most High is above everything that is in this world.
Mm.
The carnal mind doesn't ask for permission or inform the Most High. It doesn't pray. It doesn't keep the commandments. It doesn't keep the laws. That's the carnal mind.
Mm.
The carnal mind has nailed the laws on the cross. The carnal mind is sinful. It believes that grace will clear the sins. The carnal mind keeps on sinning willfully, hoping that Yeshua and believe that Yeshua will come to earth every time he commits sin to forgive him, to wash him with his blood. The carnal mind is earthly. It's traditional. It's African. It's culture of our ancestors, of our fathers. It doesn't believe anything in the scripture. It does what it wants. It goes wherever it decides. When it wakes up, it listens to the radio, to listen to the weather report. It has no inclination to listen to the word of the Most High. It is allergic, actually, to anything of spirit because it doesn't comprehend it. It cannot discern it. It cannot use it. That's carnal mind. It's already condemned to death. It's beyond repairs. You cannot do anything to it, no matter what you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Maybe one more voice note we can take. Maybe one more voice note we can take with regards to this. And you can talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can call us on. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Mayaki, let me bring this to you also as we go to a close. I am looking... again, going back to Titus chapter 1, verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. This is the very aspect, you know, that we should know. A carnal mind is a defiled mind. Kimnahano wadit sila.
Mm.
What say you there?
Absolutely, Ma'ah. Mm. Indeed, we need to... It is associated with Satan, with evil. And we know that Elohim is clean, holy, Kadash.
Yes. Mm.
So that is why the two... That's why we say it separates you from the world. It separates you from the from doing according to the instructions of the world. Mm. So it makes one to be impure. It's that Nabal mindset of foolishness.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. So now it's a stain. It's a stain that can you know, that can change the color of me. You know, when I did this thing, let a drop from there, maybe change at home. You know, so it's something like that. So we need, that is why we need to be careful into guarding our minds and to ensure that our consciences are not corrupted by that, but remain pure. Also, we could look more in Deuteronomy chapter number 18. We see that there are occult practices which the scriptures warns us against. One that interprets divination, practices divination, sorcery, omens, engaging in witchcraft, casting spells, medium abilities, and those that are consulting the dead. So we're thinking that, no, but it's a clash. Because scripture is a sarabulela gore we cannot believe in those things. So bomma mo sebele kai lo gore re rata go serve our creator, our heavenly father. We have to believe these things. Renounce, relax, renounce so that we can focus only on him. Ha ne a tsola le go dimone le pa ba ne ba le go kae. Where were they? Now that today re bona go le important gore In everything, chances of Abitabatori Tusa. They were not there at the time when he created everything. So now he can do things alone without their help. Their help is not needed. Our focus needs to be strength to our Father in heaven. Quickly, Second Peter chapter 2, number 10 says, this is especially to those who follow desires of the flesh and despise authority, bold and arrogant, and they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings. So Paul here is warning us of those who succumb to this corrupt desires, which is carnality, and he's illustrating this, the consequences thereof, of this carnal mindset. Such individuals, they display arrogance and the disregard of the authority, and that leads to a destructive behavior.
Wow, I hear you quite well. And your final words, Professor, let me read this also. It says, because although they knew the Elohim, they did not glorify him as Yahuwah. Nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Seems like the situation these days. Finally, what say you?
Yeah, it is some kind of what we see. Although they knew him, they did not glorify him as the Lord, because they have thought they are owing the flesh. So because God is not seen by flesh, not seen by the naked eye, they don't regard him as the true God, as God who needs to be worshipped. So in the same same book of Romans, it says, you must remember we are not debtors to the flesh, but we must live according to the Spirit. So we don't worship God because we think we are owing the flesh, which is what we see happening here. So that is carnality. Wanting to satisfy the flesh, wanting to give what the flesh wants, is what a carnal mind would do all the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And of course, also thank you so much to our listeners and those who have called in and those who have been sending messages. We really appreciate. Thank you so much also for the voice notes. Next week, we are going to be talking about suffering for Christ. What does it mean today? You know, suffering for Christ. Do we carry, you know, our part of the burden, you know, part of the striving for Christ. We will be looking into that. That will be happening next week. And of course, at the top of the hour, it's Men's Dialogue. We will be featuring Men on Track, and today we are talking about the abuse that is perpetuated by men. It's happening at 8. I want to say thank you so much also to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Thank you very much. Pass my regards also to Sfanele.
Thank you, my brother. I will do that. Thank you so much. Blessings to you and your family as well. Blessings to Brother Baruch and the family, and to our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. A glorious evening to you all.
Thank you so much, Mayachi. Thank you, and regards to the son. Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure, Mayachi. I will do that. To the Rabat, to you and to your household. Also to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and family, and also to our beautiful Radio Pulpit listener. May it be well. May Abaya keep us and protect us every day of our lives. Amen.
Hallelujah. And of course, we are going to be touching base on the issue of suffering for Christ. That is next week. It's happening next week. And I want to say thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for being patient with us and praying for us. To the King above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh. He continues to lead us and guide us into all truth. And we thank him that he has shown us his salvation through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. It's been a great honor and a pleasure to talk with these two, Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Baruch Yah. I say good night to you both. Thank you, Prof. And thank you, Mayachi. And of course, coming up next, we will be touching base also with members of Men of Hope, and we will be talking about the abuse that is perpetuated by men. And remember that in the previous week we looked into the abuse that is meted against men. So tonight it is the abuse that is perpetuated by men. May the Father bless you abundantly.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.